Watch, King Charles, royals wave from Buckingham Palace balcony, but no Harry and Meghan. By Kurt Zindelka on May 6, 2023. King Charles III, Queen Camilla, and working members of the royal family appeared on the balcony of Buckingham Palace to watch a flypast performed by the British Armed Forces and to greet the thousands wishing to honor the newly crowned king on his day of coronation. However, the monarch's youngest son and his wife, Meghan and Harry, were notably absent. Capping off the momentous occasion of the first coronation of a British monarch in nearly 70 years, King Charles III took to the balcony of Buckingham Palace on Saturday afternoon to witness a flypast by aircraft from the British Armed Forces, including helicopters and the Red Arrows. Unfortunately, due to inclement weather conditions, the flyover was scaled down, with the rain preventing historical aircraft from World War II from joining the celebration. The king was joined on the balcony by members of his family, including his wife Queen Camilla, his elder son and the heir to the throne William, Prince of Wales, his wife Catherine, Princess of Wales, and their children Prince George, Prince Louis, and Princess Charlotte. Also joining the newly crowned king to greet the thousands gathered on the mall were his brother Edward and his wife Sophie, the Duke and Duchess of Edinburgh, the king's sister Anne, Princess Royal, Vice Admiral Timothy Lawrence, the Duke of Kent, Princess Alexandra, Prince Richard, the Duke of Gloucester, and Brigitte, the Duchess of Gloucester. However, there was a notable absence from the balcony: Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex and the younger son of the king, who reportedly already left for the airport by the time of the flypast. The Duke, who arrived in the UK from his Hollywood home on Friday, did not take part in the procession back to Buckingham Palace from Westminster Abbey or appear on the balcony, as he is no longer a working royal, having shirked his responsibilities in favor of money-making ventures with his wife in America. Harry's attendance at the coronation is more than could be said of his wife, Meghan Markle, who stayed at their home in California. Reports had claimed that she refused to attend the ceremony over continued tensions with the royal family over alleged unconscious bias about race. Meghan has denied such reports and claimed that she stayed at home to be with her young children, Archie and Lilibet. The relationship between the woke couple and the rest of the royal family have been frayed in recent years, particularly following their infamous interview with Oprah Winfrey, in which Meghan claimed that an unnamed member of the palace was concerned about how dark her son's skin would be given her mixed-race background, a claim she has never substantiated. Relations were further soured with the publication of Prince Harry's tell-all memoir Spare, a reference to him being the child to spare in the line of succession. The book, which recounted many of his grievances against his family, reportedly angered his brother, Prince William, in particular. Harry, who reportedly has already left for the airport to return home, was also relegated to the third row during the crowning ceremony in Westminster Abbey, sitting alongside his cousins, Princesses Beatrice and Eugenie, rather than with his brother in the front row. In a somewhat comical moment, it appeared that Harry's view of the king was obstructed by the feather worn in the cap of his aunt, Princess Anne, who was dressed in the uniform of the Blues and Royals Cavalry Regiment, which she serves as colonel of. The prince, who was in the British Army for a decade and served in two tours in Afghanistan, has not been permitted to wear his military uniform since he left his role as a working royal. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.